The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Jenna Ellis Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
As a constitutional law attorney, former senior legal advisor and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis believes in the rule of law and the importance of integrity in our elections. And she's ready to tackle the big cultural and legal issues facing America. This is the Jenna Ellis Show. Here is your host, Jenna Ellis.
Mike Lindell, as you know, is a sponsor of the Jenna Ellis Show, and his latest offer is for the MyPillow towels. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they just don't absorb very well. Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that around 2006, towels actually changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they just didn't work. So he found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. We all love stuff that works. And they are all made in the USA with cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. So right now, for a six-piece set, which is two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. I have several packages of these. I love them. They come in a variety of colors. So definitely go and get that today. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, but you have to enter the promo code Jenna. That's J-E-N-N-A. Or you can call 1-800-564-8475 for the great radio specials. Mention your promo code Jenna and go to MyPillow.com. And of course, we all want to support Mike Lindell because he's such a great American as well. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Jenna Ellis Show. And today we have explosive information about the latest revelations with the Hunter Biden data leak and all of that release that is so disgusting, so criminal. And so Jack Maxey, who you may or may not have heard of, you need to know this name. He is a retired veteran who initially came forward as early as 2019, claiming to have all in his possession all of the information from Hunter Biden's laptop, and has attempted to put this into the possession of not only the journalists that really need to be focusing on this and reporting about it, but also that he has given this to law enforcement that really should be concerned about it. So he's going to give you his take, his perspective, and why this is not just a Democrat problem. It is also a Republican problem. So we're going to get to his interview. Definitely don't want to miss that. But first, I want to also let you know of an AP story that just dropped. This is from the Associated Press, that Idaho Republicans are poised to reject the 2020 election results. This just came out today. Out of Boise, Idaho, this is quoting the Associated Press. The Idaho Republican Party will consider 31 resolutions at its three-day convention starting Thursday, including one that was already adopted by Texas Republicans that President Joe Biden is not the legitimate leader of the country. The Idaho resolution in the deeply conservative state, you can see this is the AP, of course, so, you know, they're trying to shade this a little bit, is that Donald Trump won with 64% of the vote in 2020 is nearly identical to the Texas resolution that was passed last month stating, quote, "We reject the certified results of the 2020 presidential election, and we hold that acting President Joseph Robinette Biden was not legitimately elected by the people of the United States," unquote. The AP article goes on to say both the Idaho and Texas resolutions contend that secretaries of state circumvented their state legislatures, even though both states have Republican secretaries of state. So Jim Jones, a former Chief Justice of the Idaho Supreme Court, as well as a former Republican Attorney General, has called the resolution rejecting the 2020 presidential election results, quote unquote, asinine, noting that multiple courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, rejected attempts to, and this is the phrase that I hate, quote, overturn the election. So at least they understand that they rejected it outright and didn't even hear it on the merits. But this is a developing story. And so stay tuned right here to the Jenna Ellis Show, where we, of course, will bring you any of that news on election integrity issues. So my guest, though, on Hunter Biden and so much more is coming up right after this. Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I trust to give you good and patient counsel for investing in your retirement. The Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed. And when oil prices go up, not only do your expenses go up, but the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And we are already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing that we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you may be vulnerable. So gold is one of the very best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your own gold. It's real, it's physical, and it's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com, where you can download the free investor's guide. You can also go to my Facebook page, Jenna Ellis. I am a public figure on Facebook. So go to Legacy Precious Metals at legacypminvestments.com or call 866-528-1903. Inflation is making life harder for all of us. Many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck while seniors are struggling to survive on fixed incomes. It can feel hopeless, but don't panic. Take action and join AMAC. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, can and will save you money. 2.3 million freedom-loving Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. Membership comes with amazing benefits like discount on travel, restaurants, and cell phone service, plus anyone can join. AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. AMAC Action takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill every day. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. I've told you before that AMAC fights for America. Become a member today and save money while supporting conservative causes. Go to amac.us/Ellis now. It's only $16 per year. So join or renew today at amac.us/ELLIS. Well, you've all heard about the laptop from hell, but also now there is the iCloud from hell. And of course, we're talking about Hunter Biden. And this may be even more disgusting and disturbing than you realize. So joining me now to break this down is Jack Maxey, who is a great American and has a lot more information about this. So Jack, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate it. So what do you know about the iCloud, and will Hunter Biden ever be held accountable for this?
Well, let's be clear. The things that were released on Saturday night were an iPad and an iPhone that were found on the erased side of the computer disk. We never went into the iCloud. I believe what you're reading about the Secret Service investigating something is another person who had a copy of the laptop. I thought I gave them a heads up about this person a year ago. I don't believe it's Vincent Kaufman, who was my programmer in Switzerland. Vincent Kaufman had, I would say, a spiritual and psychological breakdown, largely because he felt betrayed at many levels of the United States government, the United States media. He felt that his integrity was being questioned. It's very clear that Hunter was sexually abusing his niece. I think it's now clear as people look through that iPhone that he was grooming other girls. This is something that I would never in my life have released. He did it 100% without my permission. He was not supposed to still be in retention of any of this stuff. The Swiss government's listening. He told me that he used a server that I purchased over in Switzerland to do this, and also claimed that he had dead man switches for other things. Now, the other things are another 100,000 plus emails, another 80,000 images and videos. If you look on that iPhone, all there were 672 images. I don't know how many were on the iPad. Again, I did not open them up, even though I have the capacity to do it, because of the high likelihood that there were vulnerable children on there. I think it's appalling what has happened. I think this should have been done by U.S. law enforcement or responsible media, all of whom have copies, including the Washington Post, who I delivered to two of them in their boardroom last June 16th. Chuck Grassley and the minority on the Judiciary Committee have had a copy since July 8th of last year. Daily Mail's had one since March 3rd of last year. Swedish government's had one since January of last year, because Hunter had a spy inside their embassy complex on Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm actually feel very sad that this stuff was released in this fashion. I suppose it's going to push the snowball down the hill, but I think it's going to bring a lot of pain to poor Vincent. And to me, it was not the right way to go about this. I have been from day one in touch with law enforcement. I believe we're about to go through all of this material with some brave American sheriffs. I have an intelligence team ready to go and map out all of the influence and do a circles of connections kind of map of all the information that we have. Exactly the way CIA would have done it, NSA or FBI, all should have done it. So remember, Peter Strzok and his counterintelligence team at the FBI have had this laptop since the 9th of December 2019. This is before the first impeachment that little Pete testified in. So I think it's horrifying. I think it's very sad that an individual who didn't realize what he was really getting into, probably, or just does not have the internal fortitude to have been able to handle it in a moment of utter and complete mental breakdown, did this. And to me, it's tragic. I deeply apologize for any of the young girls who are now being exposed. I apologize to their parents. But, you know, this is what happens when the institutions of America, from the United States Senate through the premier media companies of the United States, drop the ball. It was left to one guy in a moment of panic to do this. And to me, it's not the right way. We are going to take all these people down. And that's starting with the heads of all the intelligence agencies. This is starting with the leadership in those agencies, the Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, DHS, State Department, all the same people who were betraying Trump from day one. And we're going to take it back, but this was not the right way to do it. And I would caution anybody from even opening up those files, and certainly not sharing them. Because if there is child pornography on it, each of you have committed serious felonies and likely risk ruining your entire lives.
Well, Jack, you know, this raises so many questions, and I appreciate you coming on to think, draw some clarity on this that certainly I haven't heard before, because, you know, we're all getting this secondhand from what the media is shading and wanting to report. And so you've articulated what you think should have been the correct, you know, law enforcement function and way to go about this. But it is pretty clear that law enforcement, at least from the FBI, CIA side, is so heavily Democrat focused and in the Democrats' interest that they really don't want to touch this. And so what other way could there have possibly been other than disseminating this to the public, showing the truth about it and having transparency that would have gotten to this result of actually showing the depravity and criminality, it looks like, of Hunter Biden and ultimately of Joe Biden himself, if all of this, you know, Pedo Peter stuff is accurate? And I think the American people are just waiting for accountability.
It is accurate. And I have been in touch with law enforcement. I mean, to be very clear, Jenna, without being offensive, I tried to brief the ex-president of the United States on this last February, and even his team wasn't interested. The only representative of the U.S. government who has ever reached out to me is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hmm. When Chuck Grassley and Johnson had their little press conference in January declaring that they have information that Hunter went to Kazakhstan in 2014 with Burisma without the Secret Service. Ooh, big story. I reported that before the election. And the fact of the matter is the most important part of that email that they didn't reveal to the American people in January was that the purpose of the trip was to have a birthday party for Devin Archer, thrown by Maximov and the heads of Kazakhstani state security. And secondly, to have Maximov circle up the best oil and gas leases inside Kazakhstan for sale to CNOOC, Chinese National Offshore Oil Company. So maybe someone should go ask Grassley and Johnson why they've been sitting on this for over a year. Maybe someone should ask the Washington Post, because I showed all of it to Tom Hamburger and Peter Walston, the editor, in Kay Graham's boardroom on June 16th of last year. And the culpability is a little wide. To claim this is just the Democrats not doing their job is wrong. Washington City, D.C. is a broken town. I spent a few years there, too. And I can tell you the whole place operates on blackmail. And I don't know what they've got on all these cowards, but it must be something, because they certainly have betrayed their oaths.
And you raise an important point that the Republicans, I've often called them DNC light, because it seems like they only will do the right thing when pressured, or as you said, perhaps even blackmailed to do so. And that's an important question, is why hasn't Grassley or some of these other Republicans wanted to do this? And it would seem like that would even be in their own selfish, better political interests. And so that does raise those questions. So can you divulge, or are you willing to, who you spoke to on Team Trump? Because we know that he was, I mean, I served this president, and I can tell people for a fact that he was the most underserved president by his own administration and people inside the White House who acted as gatekeepers and didn't even communicate information to him. So it could have potentially been something that he wasn't even aware that you were trying to speak with him. And so, I mean, can you give us any more information along those lines?
I can't give you the name right now, but it was one of the people who went down with his transition team, who was the top aides in the White House. And frankly, why is it Marjorie Taylor Greene can chase me down and the ex-president can't? And frankly, Rudy Giuliani, his attorney, had a copy. So why didn't Trump do something when he got it? Same day I did. I mean, I'm not trying to be a pain here, but if we're going to fix this country, we better get some questions answered. And if anybody wants to know who was betraying us, how is it that Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo recommended Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo at CIA when she had been station chief in London when they were running the Russian collusion operation? So as far as I'm concerned, those two guys are untrustworthy too. Now, do I think Trump is untrustworthy? No. But he clearly makes some very bad choices in the people he chooses to surround himself by. And he clearly was obviously listening to people who were not giving him proper information. I mean, for example, Steve Bannon's had this thing for the same period of time I have. What has War Room Pandemic done on the laptop? Has Boris Epstein thrown out any blockbuster news that's going to break in 15 minutes? I've been doing this since the day I got it, and it's even more hardcore since the day I left War Room. So I'm a little tired of this all being a Democrat problem. This is a universal problem, and it's called cowardice. And I don't know. I said it last night in an interview. Maybe I just have a clean enough life that there's not enough bad things on me to blackmail me. And the fact of the matter is that's the way that town operates. Every single person who's come forward had to get my foot in their backside to do anything. The only reason the New York Times and the Washington Post came out and verified it was because I informed both of them that I was heading to Switzerland. And since they've had it for all this time, it's going to look really bad when they don't do something. And eureka, 3 days later, another day later, it's being entered into the Congress of the United States. All these people had it for a year and a half.
So what has Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to do, and what would you like to see moving forward from, you know, any of these people who, and I think the American public would agree with you, that they are so sick and tired of Washington only serving its own interests, regardless of party, and not having accountability. I mean, I'm just a girl from Colorado who had an opportunity to serve the president. I fully agree with you that I am sick and tired of the way that the Washington swamp works on both sides. And that's why I'm an unaffiliated American voter now. And so I appreciate you raising this to people's attention and saying all of this about even the people that surround President Trump, because I've seen it myself. So what is Marjorie Taylor Greene wanting to do with this? What would you like to see done at this point?
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene contacted me when I was in Switzerland, told me that she would do anything that she could to help me. She has been helpful, but I don't need the help of the United States Congress, the United States Senate. I've reached out to great American sheriffs, and we're going to take care of business. I've got an intelligence team together, and we're going to map this thing just like CIA, NSA, DOJ, and FBI should have done the day they got it. For people wondering what happened to the copies that went to the FBI, they're sitting in their little counterintelligence office across the street from the Baltimore airport right next to NSA. The CIA office should really be called CIA office because the whole thing was manufactured by that scumbag Bush family after 9/11 in an act of utter cowardice and betrayal when they unified all this stuff. This is so that the FBI or the CIA can spy on Americans and not break the statute. Oh, it's the FBI doing it. They don't answer to the FBI. They answer to Langley. And they have now for almost 20 years. And so we've got a broken system. And somebody has to explain to me. I'm sick and tired of hearing about all this nonsense. I was deeply involved in the recount. Not a single one of those people would share a single piece of data with me. But they all put my data into courtrooms. Nobody's coming after me. No one's subpoenaing me for the January 6th hearing. I have no idea why. I guess they don't want to hear anything. This whole thing is, as far as I'm concerned, a cover-up. And when I look at this poor guy, Vincent Kaufman, I understand and I empathize with him, because when billion-dollar media companies have all this stuff and important U.S. politicians have all this stuff and the FBI has all this stuff, how come they haven't done anything? Why is it left to one American guy and his family to pay to try and save this country? I mean, as I said before, as a child, I used to walk around here and look at guys walking down the street and be like, that's an American man. That's an American man. Mom, when I grow up, I'm going to be an American man. I feel like I'm the only American man right now outside of about number of people I can count on two hands. And of course, everybody wants to get on board now. But where was everybody a year and a half ago? I wasn't anonymous.
Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, I think there are a lot of Americans who are watching this right now who probably haven't even heard of you, heard of the work that you're doing. And this is why I appreciate, you know, this podcast network for being able to cover the stories that are really the most important things, because, you know, the mainstream media, and really we just need to call it the propagandist networks, they're the ones that try to inform people of what they think is newsworthy. Well, as you said, just covering up the true stories. And so, I mean, has there been any effort at all? I mean, you mentioned, you know, the Washington Post, New York Times, they always have their own agenda, but are you seeing that the ball is shifting at all? And are, you know, for the people who are watching, what are the next steps in holding these people and the Biden crime family accountable for all of this that has been going on that we have known about since before the November 2020 election?
Let's not forget, half the people that aided and abetted them were registered Republicans, Louis Free, stone cold criminal. Okay. And so how we can say this is just the Democrats is beyond me. Where were Johnson and Grassley? Let's imagine this. If Grassley walked out on the green in front of the House of Representatives with Johnson on July 9th of last year, you think we would have run out of Afghanistan with our tail between our legs? You know, throwing $2.5 trillion and American lives and treasure to the wind? No. Would we have had Blinken, who's all over the laptop, and Johnson and Grassley know all this? Would he have pushed the boundaries of NATO to the Russian frontier and we'd have Ukraine, which is now going to put the world into a global recession and likely kill millions upon millions of African children who are going to starve to death, while Grassley and Johnson lobby for the ethanol mandate where 26 pounds of corn makes 1 gallon of fuel? How much does it take to feed an African child for a month? Curious minds want to know. The cowardice in this thing is the biggest problem. Now, if I got to run down the trenches with a pistol in my hand and kick everybody in the backside to get them in the fight, that's what I'll do. And in fact, that's what I have done. The only time Grassley and Johnson reached out to me was when I revealed the nonsense of them talking about the Secret Service agents and not talking about CNOOC in Kazakhstan in January. I get a call from one of Grassley or the staffers there. His name's Flynn Brown. I can't remember his first name. And I'm essentially told, like, hey, Max, you got to be a team player. After the election, we'll get to this. Really? National security can wait till after these feckless Republicans can or cannot win another election. I told them quite bluntly to go blank themselves because I'm not going to wait. And I found root certificates all over Hunter's laptop that gave him access to the Department of Defense in the first week in Switzerland. I called the U.S. Embassy seeking a face-to-face with the regional security officer. Identified myself, American citizen, nothing. Took me a week to get anybody who would do anything about it, and it was a two-star, a brave two-star, who got it shut down at the Department of Defense. I called David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, three times. On the third time, he said, oh, just give it to the FBI. Really? Give it to the FBI? Why don't, you know, you're a journalist. Why don't you ask if the FBI's ever filed a 302 and put this in evidence? Because I can tell you they didn't. It was brave guys from military intelligence who came to me last year and gave me the heads up on Metabiota. You know, what is anybody doing? Now, am I saying that Trump knew all about this? Maybe not, but he darn well should have known about it. And if he's going to run again, he had better do as I recommended last year. Create a shadow National Security Council so you can walk in there and fire all the Vindmans on day one. And if he needs to know who he needs to fire at CIA, I can help him with that too. But somebody's got to take charge of this country. And I'm sick and tired, really, of rallies and people raising money and $250 million raised for the recount and not a single dollar to those 600. Nothing. You know? They could have been pardoned. Why weren't they pardoned? You can't tell me they can't be pardoned because Jimmy Carter pardoned 160,000 draft dodgers and people who missed movement to Vietnam. You know why they couldn't be pardoned? Because we had a leader who was more concerned with running for re-election again than he was concerned with saving 600 Americans who put all their faith in him. I wouldn't want that guy in my fire team. Selfish.
Well, you know, Jack, it is so frustrating, I think, to a lot of people, and they're resonating with everything that you're saying. And I really appreciate you coming on and giving us this background. And for people who may not know, you know, how you kind of came on board into all this, just in the last couple minutes that I have with you here, you know, can you kind of explain why this particular topic and this particular issue has been your focus over the last couple of years?
Well, number one, I'm an American citizen who took an oath to the Constitution and has already offered my life to this country once. That still stands. I guess it's just a throwaway ceremony for the rest of them. And number two, I immediately found criminal activity and espionage and betrayal of our country the first day I looked at it. Now, what did everyone else do? You know, everybody else has sat on it. Everyone wants to pat me on the back and, you know, gee, Jack, you know, I was on Newsmax. Like, this is the first time I've ever heard of you. Oh, I guess you didn't hear me all those times we were drinking beers and you were looking for jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, frankly, it's a bit frustrating. And now I have to go completely outside of the federal government and I have to go to constitutional sheriffs, brave Americans, to take back this country. We're going to do it, but we're not going to do it with the help of, you know, many of the people who claim to, you know, look after our interests. And as I said, again, hat tip to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I interviewed half the people in that Congress and Senate in over 1,000 hours of live TV on Steve Bannon's show. Why was it Jack Maxey who revealed to the White House and everybody else that there was a SARS outbreak in China that I found on Christmas night of 2019, and the National Security Council didn't inform the president until January 6th? We got a broken system and broken people inside it, and half of them are on the take. And I'm just tired. I'm tired of watching these public servants run around like they're Silicon Valley millionaires. How'd they get that way? Because it certainly wasn't through honest and hard work. And I'm tired of watching the American people be grifted. I'm tired of watching hardworking people around this globe get to see a 10 to 15% haircut on their efforts by an elite that are protected by U.S. intelligence, global intelligence, and are essentially political hacks who are like leeches on the body of this great country that I love with my entire heart and soul. And I wouldn't have done this if I didn't have love for my fellow Americans and for the soil I was raised on and my grandparents are buried in.
Well, Jack Maxey, thank you so much for coming on today and for explaining the history of this. And I think everyone can agree that we're tired of the swamp. We're tired of the two-party private interest system. And we're tired of the elites in Washington that aren't fulfilling their oaths and they're not actually doing the functions of either congressional oversight of things that matter or even law enforcement in the executive. And so I agree with you that, you know, our country needs to become America again. So thank you again so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Let's take it all back.
My good friend Mike Lindell, as you know, is a sponsor of The Jenna Ellis Show, and his latest offer is for the MyPillow towels. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they just don't absorb very well. Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that around 2006, towels actually changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they just didn't work. So he found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. We all love stuff that works. And they are all made in the USA with cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. So right now, for a six-piece set, which is two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. I have several packages of these. I love them. They come in a variety of colors. So definitely go and get that today. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, but you have to enter the promo code Jenna. That's J-E-N-N-A. Or you can call 1-800-564-8475 for the great radio specials. Mention your promo code Jenna and go to MyPillow.com. And of course, we all want to support Mike Lindell because he's such a great American as well.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.